Last week, Russian satellite Express AM-22 began broadcasting a package of Iranian TV and radio channels in the territory of Russian Federation and CIS. The satellite, owned by the Federal State Unitary Enterprise, Russian Satellite Communications, is now carrying 8 Iranian TV channels and 11 radio stations. On a plenary meeting, director of FSUE, Russian Satellite Communications, spoke of strategic operation.
We are grateful for the capability of cooperation with various content providers. Our strategy is to consistently develop alliances with regional operators and service providers to strengthen our position in various international markets, including the Middle East. Now, the broadcasting of Iranian package of TV channels and radio stations expanded the scope of our activities in Russia.
Prokhorov also said the broadcasting Iranian package is a good business decision. According to the Russian government representative, the broadcast of Iranian TV and radio channels highlights Russia's independent stance.
This is about authority and prestige of a state which pursues an independent policy. And the fact that Russia began to broadcast Iranian television channels shows that Russia takes its own position, which does not necessarily coincide with the Western or Arab states.
Safarov also noted that the main idea behind broadcasting the package is to provide the audience with more information about culture, researches and achievements of Iran, as well as providing news at another angle.
Iranian television has quality content that differs from Russia's domestic television. For the most part, it could be considered a classical television that doesn't pollute the minds. I think it is important for us, for all Russians, to see and to understand there are another angles of view. This helps us to be open-minded.
Iranian TV channel package includes versions of JM Diaspora, Irin and iFilm TV in Persian, Sahar TV in 5 languages, and Press TV in English. In addition, it includes 11 Iranian broadcasting radio stations in 30 languages. Маргарита Богданова, Press TV Moscow.